Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying.
Becky Wilson, bring us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Ed Koff. Ed is co-founder of BMC Associates. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Ed?
And type it in.
BMCAssociates.com, right?
Yep.
And find the website there and all the things they do. Ed, you guys work with people all over the country, don't you?
We do. We stay in the U.S., though, because we don't know much about what's going on elsewhere. But
you specialize in family business and partnerships, people who are trying to maybe harmoniously get to the next level, or disruptively, maybe some disharmony, get to the next level, right?
That's right. We're all stages of working together, whether it's forming the partnership or keeping it together or even taking it apart when that's the important thing.
As you can hear from the way Ed expresses himself and his partner, David Gage, who's also a member of our Brain Trust, when you hear them on the show, you can tell that when they show up, everybody kind of settles down and gets very mindful, right, Ed?
Well, you're right, Jim. Yes, people say, what do I need to do to go into your business? And my first message is, calm down.
Calm down. Take a deep breath. Exactly.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, and you just saying, take a deep breath. I mean, that goes on to another important point. How do you accomplish this? When you're in a tense situation with, an employee or a partner or what have you, it's those very simple things, the old cliches, like take a deep breath, count from 10 down to 1 backwards, breathe deeply, take a periodic break, go to the restroom. They call it the restroom. And part of what you can do during that time is really take that little rest that lets you look inside and make sure your emotions are where you want them to be. You can't get rid of them, but you can get them where you want them to be. Make sure you're pursuing the course that you really want. You have to know, before you go into any of these important conversations, what do you want to get out of it? And then, when you take a break, when you slow down, even if just for a few seconds, you can say to yourself, am I actually working toward what I want?
Right.
Or am I pursuing my ego? Or am I expressing my fears? Just that check. It's like navigation. You stop every so often on the trip and you look at the chart and see whether you're really on the course that you want.
One of the things that I do, Ed, and I do this mostly before something like this, especially if I know I'm going to have a phone call or a meeting where something of import is going to happen, either for me or for a customer or for somebody else, I'll tell you what I do. And this is not easy for me to do either. I get real quiet and I sit still and I close my eyes and I really try to not think about anything outside of me. And I just have a word with myself.
Right.
And I just literally talk to myself and I just say, okay, you know, this is really important. Focus. Think about what your task is at hand. And then I say a little prayer. I ask for things to be revealed to me. I don't ask for outcome. I ask for things to be revealed to me. Help me reveal this to me. Reveal to me what is the best thing to do. And that really, you know, that some people would call that meditation, whatever you want to call it. But that really helps me to become something that you told us about today that I never had thought about, and that's the concept of mindfulness.
Well, that is such a great example of how to move toward
mindfulness. It works,
mindfulness,
too, by the way.
Yeah,
folks.
I mean, we could spend a whole session talking about the idea of praying for things to be revealed.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you mentioned meditation because, you know, there's the old story about how the how do you become mindful? It's the how do you get to play at Carnegie Hall? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the answer is practice, practice, practice. That works the same way here.
Yeah.
First time you try to do this, it may seem hokey. It may not work that well, but the more you do it in your life, at work and outside of work, the more natural it becomes to begin being aware of yourself.
Right. Well, and Ed, the other thing is, for small businesses, these things drop in on us sometimes when we're in the middle of a firestorm of other firestorms.
That's right.
And if you can just find a way to just take about 5 seconds to center yourself, to become mindful, as Ed's proposing, it'll make a big difference. Ed, great message today. Great stories. Thank you for being here. Good job.
Good talking with you.
Let's do it again real soon. Ed Kopf, ladies and gentlemen, K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. Co-founder of BMC Associates. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find them on the line. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.